Hello, this 5 minutes of the prophetess, the word of God, episode 85, and we've been using one fundamental scripture, which is Hebrews 4:12. We are studying on God's word every day, 5 minutes, just a little bit of God's word. But as you feed and you feed and you feed, as I've said, the word of God will build in you faith. It will build in you. What is in the word is what will come out of you. What is in the word is what is pumping in you as I speak. And I say the word is life and the word is spirit. So Hebrews 4:12. Come on, let's go. By this time, you should be able to say it offhand. For the word of God is quick and powerful. I know we say quick, it doesn't mean fast. No, I have explained that. If you've not, this is the first time you're hearing me, or you heard from 20 or something, then please go to the very beginning and listen, for there I explain. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and it's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. You fill yourself with the word of God so much that you are able to tell the reason why I am doing this. This is what is behind this. The person comes to you and is saying that and wants to steal from you or scam you. Immediately, hey, if you have the word in you, oh, you will be amazed. In fact, you should experience this. Pump yourself with the word. Come on. Pump yourself with the word of God. As I said, whatever you feel, when you feed with the word, when you feed on the word, something happens to your spirit. It builds faith in you. It builds boldness in you. Your confidence. You'll be amazed at what will happen to you as you build with yourself on the word. So I said Psalm 121 verse 1 and 2 says, my help cometh from the Lord. Then Psalm 84 verse 5 says, my strength is in him. When I was growing up, there was a song, my hope is in you, Lord, my strength is in you, Lord, my hope is in you, Lord, it's in you, is in you, my life is in you, Lord, my strength is in you, Lord, my hope is in you, Lord, it's in you, is in you. So this one is, my strength is in him. Oh, your strength is in Christ. Listen, the strength that spoke, and this whole world was created, all things were made by him. That's what John chapter 1 says. And without him was nothing made that was made. The foundations of the earth, the strength of the hills and the mountains, the strength of the seas. He says, that strength is in him. So my strength is in the Lord. My strength is in Christ. I don't know what's happening to you today, but whatever you meet in today, listen, say that my strength is in him. Now, something happened to me today. I was going to church, I was driven by one of my sons, and we were on the highway. Suddenly, out of nowhere, a man with a big car, and I was being driven in a smaller car, came out from one of the inner lanes and went directly in front of us. And would you believe it? The guy stopped on the highway. He stopped in the middle of the road, the car blocking us. And the only way was either we went into the next lane, which was oncoming cars, they were facing us, so it means that we'll be going the opposite direction. My God, and in the middle of the road was this big boulder, big stony boulder, and this car somehow is stopped in front of the boulder. I mean, hell, hair's breadth. No, if I brought out my hand, I could touch the boulder. Oh my God. Oh my God. Our strength is in Him. I believe there was an angel of the Lord on the road. And there is an angel of the Lord on the road as you're going out today. The angel of the Lord is with you. So for the angel of the Lord encamp round the righteous. I'm not the righteous. Who told you I'm not the righteous? When David is saying the righteous, he who committed adultery is saying the righteous. You are saying you are not the righteous. So I should leave you. So the angel of the Lord is not encamping. The angel of the Lord encamps round you. Oh, he says, my strength is in Him. Today, your strength is in the Lord. Oh, feed on these words. When you feed on the word, what happens to you? What is in the word comes to you. And the word is spirit and life. You are blessed by